The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, Paul's Pizza in Westchester, DiamondGhostCharters.com, HookAndHuntTV.com, Midwest Outdoors Magazine, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, Wren Lake Area Tourism at VisitWrenLake.com and EnjoyWrenLake.com, BizBait, the soft plastic baits made for the professional bass angler who want to catch more fish. That's bizbait.com. And GTRodAndReel.com, your one stop for all your ice fishing needs and musky fishing needs. That's GTRodAndReel.com.
Follow me. Streams, find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors, whether it's close to home or across this great country. Come on out and follow me. Well, I hope you're ready to enjoy today's show. I'm excited about it. On this week's show, we're going to have, first of all, Stephanie Isabella, who is just started fishing. What a lovely woman, excited about fishing this year. She just started fishing, went on a couple fishing trips with her friend, and this time she went out ice fishing. Never done it before, and once again, the first time out, she'll never forget this one. She was out in Northern Lake County and hooked into a huge northern pike and brought it in all by herself through the hole in the ice. Her boyfriend was busy doing something else, but Stephanie handled it all as a true professional woman would. Oh, that's great. Stephanie, I can't wait to hear from you. We'll then have our very good friend of the show, Jim Crowley of Hook and Hunt TV, and he will tell us all about late season goose hunting in Central Illinois. And then he's also going to be talking about ice fishing in Central Illinois. They don't get ice that good enough to fish, but this year, the bitter cold, hey, Jim's out ice fishing in Central Illinois, and he said he's teaching a little bit of ice fishing to a lot of people down there. And then in our last segment of the show, we're going to have the Aiden Fishing Report, as always, can't miss that one. And we're going to have a little bit of outdoor news and other fishing reports and different other areas in Wisconsin and Indiana and multiple other ones. But you know what? Remember to tell all your friends to listen to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. They can go to the free ESPN Chicago app. They can click on the app, click on our face, and boom, listen to the podcast, or even while they're having coffee, listening to the show live. Or they can go to Facebook.com/Chauncey's Great Outdoors for more information about the outdoors and our video fishing report and more information from around the country. Don't miss that one. It's a lot of fun. Well, I want you to pour yourself another cup of coffee, maybe make a little bit of toast and butter with a little jam on it, or have a full-fledged breakfast. Sit back and enjoy the next hour of Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
If you fish and hunt in Illinois, you'll love Midwest Outdoors magazine. Right now, you can get a full year of Midwest Outdoors, 12 issues, for only $14.95. That's a $15 savings off the regular newsstand price. Whatever species you fish, whatever game you hunt, Midwest Outdoors experts will share their time-tested techniques and favorite spots with you. Each month, Midwest Outdoors has dozens and dozens of articles, reports, maps, and proven methods to help you enjoy the outdoors. Illinois residents receive a free state section focusing on fishing and hunting right here in Illinois. Pick up Midwest Outdoors at leading newsstands. Or to save $15 off the annual cover price, subscribe to Midwest Outdoors. You'll get 12 issues for only $14.95. Call now, 1-800-606-3474. That's 1-800-606-FISH. Visa, MasterCard, and American Express are accepted. Or to subscribe online, punch up MidwestOutdoors.com on the web. Midwest Outdoors, helping people like you enjoy the outdoors.
Waterworks at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, your Lund & Lowe superstar, have once again been awarded the prestigious Mercury CSI Award for customer service above all other dealers in the area for the seventh year in a row. Waterworks also has a full showroom of Lund & Lowe fishing boats, along with beautiful pontoon boats, all powered by Mercury outboards, and waiting for you to add your boating fun to them. So with boats and pontoons from the factory being delivered, all with Mercury outboards, pick out your boat at waterworks.com or call them at 708-798-9700 and tell them Chauncey said to call. Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about Southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester has everything you love and more. Their new take-home meals from Paul's Market right there in the store, where you can bring it home, heat it, and enjoy your choice of baked lasagna, eggplant, baked rigatoni with vodka sauce, sausage and basil sauce, and more. Or you can try one of Paul's new family meals that will feed 4 to 6 people hot, ready for the table, from eggplant parmesan, ricotta gnocchi, chicken parmesan with sides, and a dessert you can't go wrong. And while you're at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, pick up a sandwich along with your take-home heat-and-eat meal for that true comfort food feeling. Place an order for pickup or delivery by phone to 708-531-9080 and tell them Chauncey sent you.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Ice fishermen have found GTRodAndReel.com is where they find the largest selection of ice jigs in tungsten, teardrop, waxy, maggot, leech, glass eye, and more, and they are perfect for all game fish. GTRodAndReel.com has the gear you need, and they will deliver it to your door. So why run around looking for the ice fishing jig you want and can't find? Save time and money. Go to GTRodAndReel.com for the best ice fishing gear on the ice. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at ChaunceyMedia@AOL.com. This segment is brought to you by Waterworks. Waterworks Boat Sales at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700.
Hey, Smitty! Let's fish it!
Ice fish, baby.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
We're going fishing. With me is my best friend Mike. We're hitting Lake Boykin for the trophy.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And, well, the phone is ringing, so somebody's on the line to talk to us. And who do we have? We have Stephanie Isabella. Stephanie, welcome to the show.
Hi, afternoon.
Yes, now we need to talk about something that you did that I've got to say it's pretty dang remarkable.
Yeah, I can't believe it myself.
Yeah, Stephanie went out ice fishing
with her friend Kyle, and this was your first time ice fishing?
Correct.
And so she's never been ice fishing. They, you know, she learned up how you have to bundle up and bundle up even more. And you were tip-up fishing, if I was not mistaken, in Lake County, right?
Correct.
And what were you using for bait? Do you remember?
Roaches from Antioch.
You're using golden roaches. And, oh, you stopped. Well, if you went to Antioch, you must have stopped over at Triangle Sports. Because that's the one.
Probably that was all Kyle's thing. So he did all the prepping before the ice fishing.
Okay, so he did all of that. That's good for him. Yeah. And so you go out on this lake. This is your first time. Actually, it's your first time fishing. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, first time fishing. First time ice fishing. And he explains to you that, okay, we put these things down. They're called tip ups, right? And the fish swims around and stuff like that. And were you using any fishing rods, little ice fishing rods also, or no?
Not that I recall.
Okay, that's okay. And so you're out there, and you're watching on this lake in Lake County, and all of a sudden, this flag goes pop. And
yep. It
springs up. And then you have to do what all the ice fishermen love to do, and some of us guys dread because we're afraid we're going to fall on our butts. You go running to get this tip up that popped, isn't that right?
Yeah.
Okay. And did Kyle explain to you, okay, you have to lift it up, we have to grab the line, and you start pulling it in by hand, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And what was going through your mind when you were pulling this line in?
I'm sorry, what was that?
What was going through your mind when you were pulling the line in?
To not get stuck with the line.
Mm-hmm.
To not freak out when I see the fish, because I knew it was going to be heavy. It was feeling heavy already.
Oh, it was? It was feeling heavy already?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. to just not look stupid, trying to lose this fish.
Stephanie? All of us try not to look stupid, not to lose the fish. That's not that. It's not just to you. We all try not to look stupid. So, I mean, you're pulling this fish. Did the fish run? What did the fish do?
Nothing. Once I caught the momentum, it wasn't bad until he kind of started getting stuck as I'm like trying to pull it out of the hole. So,
mm-hmm.
I think Kyle was still on the first hole. I was just by myself, and I'm like, oh, okay, I guess I'm doing this on my own.
Mm-hmm. Now,
so,
this wasn't the only...
Felt like forever.
Felt like forever. This, Stephanie, this wasn't the only fish that you guys caught, right?
No, this was... I think our first one was... the fish just bit it. It was a false alarm. This was my second one, I believe.
Mm-hmm. So,
first one, I took initiative as well. Second one, I was actually just by myself on the hole.
Okay. So you're pulling this line through the hole, which is always an interesting thing because you know you've got some weight, so you're not sure if you've got a fish or if you've got a cement block. Because you feel something. You feel something. Mm-hmm. And then you must be able to see the head of the fish through the hole. Is that right?
I think because I'm inexperienced, I didn't know what I was looking for.
Mm-hmm.
I think I was just looking more of to just not lose the grip since I was wearing gloves. That was my biggest issue.
That was probably more important.
Line.
That was more important than looking for the fish. Don't lose the fish. You know?
Yeah.
So, you know, you're working. And are you yelling to Kyle to get his over there? get his body over there?
Can't remember. I really don't think so.
Mm-hmm. You're just doing it on your own.
I think he might have been cheering me on, but other than that, I do not remember. No, I think I really was stuck on that line not to lose anything because I don't want to look stupid. I don't want to lose a fish. I hate losing a fish.
You could tell you're a fisherwoman. You could tell you're a fisherwoman. And just so you know, this really wasn't your first time out fishing because you've gone fishing out on Lake Erie. You've gone fishing, I think, down in the Keys or something, or in Florida?
We tried we never got to it, mm-hmm. but that's always been on our kind of like wish list to do that, to mm-hmm. do some kind of like ocean mm-hmm. fishing, but right. never happened. So yeah, Lake Erie, and then another like private lake that we did, which was a success. We were just getting a bunch of fish,
mm-hmm.
and this is my first time getting just overall a big fish, not like a crappie or nothing like that.
Mm-hmm.
So
you're working this line, you're pulling this line, not to lose, you know, give him slack, not to, you know, not to pull it out of his mouth. You're working okay. this thing. Then it comes up to the hole and you go, OMG, right? Oh my God.
Yeah, pretty much. I remember I threw the fish to the side. He was going crazy and I just freaked out.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Now tell everybody what you caught.
It was a 39-inch northern pike.
Everybody, I want you to hear that again. That was a 39-inch fat, very wide. As we want to see a photo of it, just go to Facebook/ Chauncey's Great Outdoors. We've got one on our site there. And you could see this is not, you know, a skinny little fish. This fish has got shoulder pads on, and it's got a, you know, big gut in the hole. It's eaten very yeah. well. Let's just say it's been eaten very well.
Yeah, within 5 seconds of me holding the fish, I had to use my second hand. It was heavy.
Mm-hmm. What did you think when you saw all the teeth on that thing?
I don't think I knew they had teeth. I know Kyle was like, "Yeah, don't watch out. You're going to get hurt. Don't no sudden movements." So yeah, I was impressed.
Mm-hmm. And one of the great things, when I was talking to you before, you said, it was like, I love this ice fishing thing.
Yeah. My biggest thing was just to, hopefully I stay warm, because guys sometimes lie and try to convince a person to go and do stuff. But no, I stayed warm. I made sure I had like the right gear. Mm-hmm. That was my biggest thing, just to stay warm throughout the day. And it was so much activity, so much energy that I never got cold. That was my biggest thing.
That's and you know, we're not talking, you know, it's 30 degrees outside. We're talking it's cold outside. So
yeah.
And you're running from, how many of those, do you remember how many tip-ups that Kyle put out?
I think either 5 or 6.
5 or 6. So you're running mm-hmm. around watching these things pop and everything else. You said it wasn't the only thing that you caught that day between the two of you. What else did you catch? Do you remember?
All I can remember is just the 2 or 3 northern pikes, honestly. Mm-hmm.
Right. None of them were as big as this 39-incher.
No. Mm-hmm.
That is amazing. That's amazing. And, you know, you got it. You took the photos and everything else. And then what did you do?
Let it go.
Yeah.
That's sad.
You released it. You released it.
We did not believe that it was bigger than what Kyle caught last year. And so we were just kind of stuck on that. Like, no, there's no way it's big, but maybe because it's just a little bit fatter than usual. But we got to the car, we measured it, and he could not believe it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, that's always yeah. good to outfish the guy, right?
Yes, and I will forever always remind him that.
Mm-hmm. Now, you can tell him that, you know, with Valentine's Day coming tomorrow, you can get a replica of a 39-inch northern made for the wall. I mean, that would be much nicer than a dozen roses.
Yeah, that's true.
You got to tell him that. You got to poke the bear a little bit, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
If he doesn't invite you out the next time, you know he's still feeling bad that you outfished him.
Yeah, absolutely.
But really, you know, as a woman who probably got in the fishing a little bit later in your life here, and, you know, you're finding the enjoyment of it, aren't you?
Yeah, there was never a dull moment, for sure.
And I think that's part of it, that other women need to hear that. It's not just, you know, you're sitting there, ice fishing was a lot of fun. There's things going on. You're watching the tip-ups. We had a lot of action. Mm-hmm. You know, if it was really cold, hopefully that, you know, the people you're with, they had a little pop-up tent that, you know, you can get in to get out of the wind. And you'd be surprised. Those things with the little heater in them, you're taking a jacket off because it's warming them. And,
oh, yeah.
And you're able to see things that are going on and all kinds of stuff. And then you just, you feel that part of nature that you want to be part of, don't you?
Yeah.
That's so cool. So what do you think is on your next adventure trip?
I don't know. I'm just hoping it's not windy, it's not cold, the right type of weather that I had the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe just another like spontaneous, like, all right, let's go. Let's get up and let's go. Let's do this.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what I enjoyed the most. It wasn't planned. It was just, all right, let's do this today.
Oh, God. And you know what? That's the fun part of it is let's go out. Let's have some fun. And, you know, when the if you can get out ice fishing a couple more times, which I think we're going to have a few more weeks of ice fishing. You know, you could get out there and do that. When the things start breaking, believe it or not, those muskies and pike are one of the first two big fish that like to grab artificial baits in the water. After the ice is out. So, you know, you may be picking up that, you know, 52 and a half inch muskie that, you know, your fishing buddy there has been probably looking for all his life.
Oh, I hope so. I hope to be on the newspaper again.
be in the newspaper, yeah, because when she caught this fish, I think Kyle might have sent it to Dale Bowman, picked it up, some other papers mm-hmm. that I know picked it up because Outdoor Reporters sent me notes and said, did you hear about this? Is this the same, you know, person who caught that, you know, big northern pike last week? No, different woman, you know. And you've gotten a lot of track on this, which is great. And that's the important thing because, you know what, I want all the ladies out there, especially on this Valentine's weekend, you know, that, you know, we're to see, because this is going to be running next weekend, the after Valentine's, but, you know, you're able to see how much fun you can have as being part of the outdoors. And I've said many times over, Stephanie, that my dad worked nights and weekends. So it was my mother who was one who taught me about fishing and camping and, you know, picking mushrooms and all kinds of stuff. You know, there were normally a dad would take his kid or daughter out. That's why I says, you know, I made sure my daughters did all that neat stuff that, you know, the boys been doing. And they just love the outdoors. And you could hear it in your voice how much you love the outdoors. Oh, Stephanie, I only wish I could have been a little snow flea listening to you screaming when that fish hit the ice.
Yeah, I definitely was. There's videos, but we won't post that.
That would be so cool to hear because it's almost like someone sent me a picture of a very young kid who caught a 31-inch redfish. And it was his first fish he ever caught. And listening to this kid screaming and yelling, he is so happy. And then they said, well, we have to throw it back because it's over the legal limit. And the kid goes, no way. No way, Dad. No way, Dad. I wanted to cry for the kid. But, oh, Stephanie, you and Kyle and all of your friends that enjoy the great outdoors, I just want to say thank you so very much for, you know, coming on Chauncey's Great Outdoors so other women can hear, and even the guys can hear, how much excitement you had in your voice to get everything done. That is so cool.
Appreciate it.
That is so cool. And please keep me posted about what the next great outdoor adventure is, because whatever it is, you're going to do so good at it. It's going to be unreal.
Oh, I hope so. For sure.
Once again, everybody, we were just talking with Stephanie Isabella, a woman who has now become a northern pike queen fishing with tip-ups in the cold here in northern Illinois. Take care, Steph. You're listening to Chauncey. I'm Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey. We know the outdoors. Waterworks at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, your Lund and Lowe Superstore, have once again been awarded the prestigious Mercury CSI Award for customer service above all other dealers in the area for the 7th year in a row. Waterworks also has a full showroom of Lund and Lowe fishing boats, along with beautiful pontoon boats, all powered by Mercury outboards, and waiting for you to add your boating fun to them. So with boats and pontoons from the factory being delivered, all with Mercury outboards,
pick out your boat at waterworks.com or call them at 708-798-9700 and tell them Chauncey said to call.
If you fish and hunt in Illinois, you'll love Midwest Outdoors magazine. Right now, you can get a full year of Midwest Outdoors, 12 issues, for only $14.95. That's a $15 savings off the regular newsstand price. Whatever species you fish, whatever game you hunt, Midwest Outdoors experts will share their time-tested techniques and favorite spots with you. Each month, Midwest Outdoors has dozens and dozens of articles, reports, maps, and proven methods to help you enjoy the outdoors. Illinois residents receive a free state section focusing on fishing and hunting right here in Illinois. Pick up Midwest Outdoors at leading newsstands. Or to save $15 off the annual cover price, subscribe to Midwest Outdoors. You'll get 12 issues for only $14.95. Call now, 1-800-606-3474. That's 1-800-606-FISH. Visa, MasterCard, and American Express are accepted. Or to subscribe online, punch up MidwestOutdoors.com on the web. Midwest Outdoors, helping people like you enjoy the outdoors.
What's the biggest biz in fishing lures that all the pros know? It's BizBaits. BizBaits are soft plastic lures that are individually handcrafted and scented with their special Jack'em juice that just jacks the bass to strike. BizBaits are made for bass fishermen by bass anglers, not someone sitting behind a desk. So go to bizbaits.com and order the best soft plastic baits on the market for yourself or as a gift for maybe your fishing buddy. Get them at bizbaits.com, my favorite soft plastic bait. Jim Crowley from HookAndHuntTV.com shows anglers and hunters how, when, and why to be a better angler and hunter. You will enjoy his approach to the outdoors that will help you be a better sportsman. Watch him on HookAndHuntTV.com, online at Pride Outdoor Network, on Roku, and on Fire Stick TV.
Snowmobiling makes winter a special time. Snowmobilers care about the environment. They're firefighters, nurses, homemakers, teachers, and bankers. Snowmobilers are your neighbors and co-workers. They are good, respectful people who give to charities, plant trees, and help care for our fragile watershed areas. Snowmobilers are contributing citizens of your community who enjoy winter with an enthusiasm for nature, for life, and for the freedom that comes from it.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is brought to you by DiamondGhostCharters.com. Go fishing with Captain Tony and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Somebody say, "Hey, we want some crappie!"
This is Kevin Van Dam, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And, well, the phone is ringing. Well, let's see who's on the other end of the phone. Who knows where he could be at? He could be in Zimbabwe. He could be in Bangkok. He could be in Rantoul. He could be in Duluth, Minnesota. Or it could be on the south side of Chicago. Jim Crowley, everybody.
from Bangkok to Rantoul, Illinois. It was a big adventure, and then I decided, the heck with it.
Yeah, you don't want to be too far away from home.
How are you?
I'm doing exceptionally well right now, Jim, and thank you for asking. And I know it's been a couple of months, but, you know, things happen, and, you know, we were feeling much, much, much better, so I'm very happy about that. But, you know,
I am too.
I always say, you know, I want to come back as Jim Crowley's dog. Notice how I said not you, but the dog. Because the dog has got a great life, you know.
The dog, I'm looking at both of them right now, and they're all they do is they run, they fight, they play, they don't have a care in the world. Yeah, it's a dog's life truly can be fantastic.
You know, Dad takes us out hunting a little bit. We got to run around. We got to look like we're chasing something. You know, he's going to miss a bird, so we don't care, you know.
And yeah, we go catch a frisbee. We're happy.
Yeah, we're happy dogs. Yeah. But you have been busy with, oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
Goose hunting, yeah. Ice fishing, working on stuff for HookAndHuntTV.com. Jim, let's talk. Goose season ended. Yes, I know it ended.
But
yes. You
guys down in Central Illinois have had a unique season because you got birds.
Yeah, this was the best. We were all talking about it. All of us have hunted together. Goodness gracious, for more than a decade together. And, you know, usually you and I and several other friends who like to goose hunt are at sports shows right now.
Mm-hmm.
And as much as I miss those, and I truly, truly do, I miss the socializing. I miss the smiling faces. I miss the laughs. The upside of that was this year I got to goose hunt like I haven't in a long time. And we had a couple weeks there where we had some snow. And not even a lot, just 2 or 3 inches of snow. And we had a couple weeks there that were, you know, now this year was the first time we had that 3-bird limit. And we took advantage of it. I think the two best days we had 5 guys with us one day, so we got 15 birds. The very next day we went back out, we had 6 guys, we had 18 birds. So we all got our limit. We were all having lunch by 11:30 both days. It was a lot of fun, and then had a couple other great hunts where had to figure some things out. They weren't quite, you know, as easy. And you put the plan together, you make a plan, you put it together, and it worked. It's been fun. Guys got freezers full of geese. We pretty much all took them to the butchers close to us. We're having sticks and summer sausage made. And it was like the old, it was like the old days that I remember. A lot of fun, a lot of laughing, and just a great, great hunt. So it was fantastic.
And really, what a lot of people don't, yes, when you go waterfowl hunting, whether it's goose or duck or whatever, you know, yes, you want to, you know, harvest your birds. Yes, you want to do this.
Sure.
But it's just what goes on in the dang blind that, you know, it's like,
oh,
what are we doing?
It's the best. I mean, when you're goose hunting, your main intent, do you want to kill a bird? Yes. You know why? Because I want to eat the bird. And so there's nothing wrong with that.
I want food.
And I'm part Italian. I want to make barbecue beef. I want to make Italian beef out of goose. I want food. But we, like, for one trip, we went down to Kentucky Lake this year to hunt for bluebills. And we ate better than we do when we're at home.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody brought meals. There was 10 of us in the house that we rented.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody brought something. Where when we left food for some people.
Yeah.
And it was a lot of fun. We didn't shoot as many ducks, but we had a lot of laughs. We ate very good. We figured out problems of the world. And you know what? We were just friends. We had a great time.
Yeah, and I remember one of the things somebody many years ago told me, says, you know, when you go through the cycle of whether it's fishing or hunting, and, you know, you want to catch your limit, you want to do this, you want to do this, and then it gets to the point of you want to have a good time.
Right. Yeah. Sometimes the birds don't cooperate, you know, and you all sit there and figure out, why aren't they doing this? Why aren't the ducks doing this? You know why? Because they're ducks.
Mm-hmm. You know?
You know, and they don't live by the same rules we do. And so then, okay, forget about it. Bring out the beer and somebody cook up the steaks. Okay, fine.
You know, and I'll never forget the one story I'll tell you about my duck hunting experience. I was with my friend Tom Balbutt, who's now passed, and some other guys. We're all in a blind on the Des Plaines River. And, you know, we're sitting there. Nobody's flying. Nobody's calling. You know, it was one of those bluebird days, you know. And then all of a sudden we stood up and we're talking. And we had painted our decoys. And we're sitting there going, man, you know, we did a great job. I said, who painted that one decoy right there, Tom? I don't know. Look at the colors on it. It's really well done and everything else. And then we're talking about this. And the duck turned and quacked at us. And we almost fell on our feet, off our feet. I was like, and of course you can't get the gun up because the duck is flying off laughing, you know? And,
yeah.
But it was like, that's a really good job. Did you paint that? I don't remember painting it that well. Did you? I don't know.
Look at the detail. Quack.
Yeah, I know. It's hysterical. Goose hunting in the cold is definitely different than goose hunting when it's nice.
Yeah, yeah. And like one of the last days we did, you know, it was about 15 degrees outside. And we knew what was going to happen. You know, we were hunting up by the Dwight area is where we were.
Mm-hmm.
And they just wouldn't get off the lake. And I think you and I actually had a hunt like that years and years ago.
Years ago, years ago, yeah.
Yeah, years and years ago where they just did not fly all day in the last half hour.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you wait out there all day and you freeze. And, and one of my buddy's wives actually brought us out pizza, and we ran to the side of the road to go get pizza. This was just, I don't know, a month ago. And we're sitting there sitting there eating pizza, and she's shaking her head. And we're eating, it's funny, we're eating pizza out of the back of an SUV, watching a lake line, hoping the birds will get up. And she goes, it's so cold out here. I hope you guys have fun. Goodbye. And well, she left.
It's exactly. And, you know, when you, next year when we get goose hunting again and stuff like that, I mean, it's, there's a lot of work to it. You got your decoys. You've got
sure.
your. I know guys that are more senior, you know, goose hunters that are dropping down from 12 to the 20 gauge because mm-hmm. they said they can, and they're still killing geese.
Oh sure, just, oh sure. It's all about your yardage. It's all about waiting to get that good shot,
mm-hmm.
you know, and waiting for that bird to get within 30 yards. And sure, it's sometimes you may not have as many shots. But it's also very satisfying if that we all aim for that as waterfowl hunters is a quick, clean kill. We mm-hmm. owe that to the animal, and you know that's why I shoot so many sporting clays during the year.
Yeah.
Is I don't want that animal to suffer. I want to enjoy my hunt. I want one shot, bam, and so I wait till the bird is in range and you know take my shot. And going down to 20 gauge, you can do the same thing. Same thing. You just got to pick your shot.
Yeah, and there's just something. Not being offensive, everybody. But there's something that's such a cool sound when you goose is up there and you boom, hit the
bang,
goose.
Thud.
And then that thud, man. And that's when you hear that thud and you look at your buddy and you go, yeah, that's a good one. Yeah.
That's a good shot. That's a good shot.
That's a good bird, yeah.
Yeah, it bounced.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We were thrilled this year. I mean, with duck season was fantastic. I actually, after all these years of duck hunting, I shot my first banded duck. Would you believe that? After all these years.
Oh, yeah, I believe it. I only have one band.
Yeah, and the cool thing was I was with two guys who do a lot of the banding in Illinois, and one of them, well, it was three guys, and two of them are very, very good longtime friends of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, you know, they're screaming in the boat when they picked it up because I was in a layout boat. And they're screaming in the boat, going, you banded, banded, banded. And here I thought I was waiting all these years. It's going to be great to get that band. Chauncey, I had more fun watching my buddies go crazy and high-five one another than I finally got a band. Once I got the band, I went, eh. I had more fun. The story was better when the three of us tell it together, when our guys get together, because mm-hmm. of how excited they were for me. That, to me, is what hunting is about, is how excited and passionate your friends can be and that they want you to come along.
Yeah.
You know, and they want you to be there, and mm-hmm. they want you to have fun, and that was actually a lesson at 53 years old. That was a lesson that day, and I just went, you know what? That's why I think the bottom line is I like this so much is because I'm doing it with mm-hmm. people that I like so much.
Yeah. Now you've been doing something that you normally don't do in Central Illinois, also.
Yeah, ice fishing.
Well, either that or walking on water. I'm not quite sure what you call it, but.
There's only one man who did that, and I'm nowhere close to him.
No. But really, you know, when you're sitting out there, you know, you've been, like I said, ice fishing. Normally, you're running up to Wisconsin or Iowa or Minnesota.
Sure.
And here you are out your back door
chasing
fish in ponds that haven't seen ice in years.
Oh, I know. Here's a good example. Clinton Lake is pretty close to me, right, where I am in the center of the state there. And there's a little state park there called Weldon Springs,
mm-hmm.
which is stocked annually with trout. I've filmed a bunch of bass shows there over the years. I love the little lake. It's a fun little lake to fish. And a buddy of mine goes, hey, Crowley, you want to come with me tomorrow? We've been catching stock trout through the ice. Well, I've never done that before. I said, I would... He goes, bring your bluegill gear. He goes, it's that simple. I am not kidding you. The first hole that we drilled, I dropped down to 7 foot of water in an hour. I had my limit of 5 rainbow trout. And just on little ice jigs with mm-hmm. wax worms, I put my Markham locator down in the hole. Oh, there's some fish down there. Drop down, rod bends down. I pull up, I go, this ain't no bluegill. And I pull a 12-inch rainbow trout through the ice. I think the biggest one I had that day was 14, but I had 5 really good tasting rainbow trout through the ice, and it was fun. I think we're going back. What's today? Yeah, we're going to go back in a couple days, and I'm looking forward to it. It was a lot of fun.
They just look pretty in a frying pan.
Oh, yes,
they're something about the butter and the colors and.
It's the best looking, one of the best looking fish in a frying pan that I can think of. They're fantastic.
Yeah. But now, didn't you catch some bass through the ice too?
We did. A buddy of mine actually this year went to a pond of a friend of ours, and we caught some. I took Rhonda, my wife, ice fishing, and her second fish through the ice ever was a largemouth bass. She's like, this is fun. She's in a nice warm tent. She thinks this is, you know, how we do it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, no, for years I sat on a bucket. That's it. You say, no, she goes, oh, I don't want to do that. I like this tent. Yeah, I'm sure you do. It's heated. It's warm, and you're catching fish. Yeah.
She's got her thermos of coffee. She's a happy duck, you know?
Sure, yeah. And actually, my buddy Dave, who we went out to his lake to do it, he comes down and about 12:30, and he says, hey, I got some beer. Here's a beer for you guys. Sit down. Hey, we ain't driving nowhere. All we could do is walk back to the dock. So, yeah, it was fun.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you're ice fishing for bass, are you using, like, you know, live bait and stuff?
You can. A couple of my buddies actually had some bass 6 pounds through the ice this year already. And what they were doing was putting little shiners down or fathead minnows down through the ice with tip-ups. And, yeah, they had a couple of bass up to 6 pounds. We did. Whoops, excuse me. My dogs are going nuts.
That's okay.
I did a show a couple years ago on ice fishing. Hold on one sec. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
We had a show where we ice fish for muskies.
Yeah.
And that was really fun. I actually had fish that were around 40 inches that we ice fish for, and that's what we did. We put shiner. Exciting pulling a 40-inch muskie through the ice. It was fun.
Yeah, that's when you pull it through the ice and you go, wait a minute, there's still some left in the hole, and you keep pulling, you know? Yeah, that's a good day for ice fishing. But, you know, it, like you just said, you know, they're, you don't have to use the big bait. Everybody thinks you got to use the big golden roaches or the big shiner.
No.
No. I know a 52-inch muskie in Illinois here that was caught on a 3-inch golden roach. 3 inches.
Isn't that something? Oh, my goodness.
You know, I mean, it's just amazing that you don't have to get crazy with this. But, you know, you've got to be safe when you go on ice. You have to, you know, get a spud. Bang that ice so you know it's rock solid. You know, and every so many feet, bang it again. Bang it again. Because you have to check. I don't care if you see a guy, well, in Illinois, thank God we can't put trucks, vehicles on the ice. But, I mean,
right.
If, you know, you're out there and you see somebody with an ATV or something, like, yeah, I'm going to still check it. Because you never know which way they came in or anything. You just need to be careful on ice. Dress for the weather and wear those things in the bottom of your feet, those little cleaties.
Yeah, and also, I remember watching an ice fishing video years ago where the guy said, you know, just remember, there are ways if you fall through to get up. You always spray. I always have it so, first of all, first and foremost, I never go by myself.
No, never.
I always go with somebody, and we usually walk in a straight line, one guy ahead of the other.
Mm-hmm.
And if one falls through, the first thing we were trained always is spread your arms out the best you can if you think you're going through. And the other thing is, as you lean forward on the ice, I know a guy who did this, who went through, caught himself, he actually leaned forward on the ice, and he started kicking his legs really hard, and it actually pushed him up just like a seal up on the ice to get out of there. And thank God, because he remembered how to do that, he was safe. But I won't go out on the ice unless I think it's 4 inches or more. Right now, the next couple of weeks, we're going to have at least 6.5, 7 inches. But I'm still going with somebody. My life is not worth a bluegill.
No. Anything less than 4 inches in a glass covered in an amber liquid. Chauncey's rule.
That's right. I think somewhere they call it bourbon.
Well, Jim, I want to say thanks for coming on the show this morning and talking a little bit about the goose hunting that we had in Central Illinois and a little bit about ice fishing, because that's pretty, you know, ice fishing, we're going to be fishing probably, I think, well into March for ice fishing.
I think so, too. I will tell you one thing, if some of your listeners haven't seen it, since we haven't had seminars this year, I've been doing a lot more of the Facebook Lives. Every other Tuesday night, we usually do have some advertisement out there on it, but you can find Hook and Hunt TV on Facebook, and we've been giving away prizes, and it's been going over really, really well. They're fun, they're informative. It's basically me just giving a seminar from my studio in my home, and people will send in topics. We'll pick a topic. That person gets a prize pack from me, send it off to them in the mail, and then we just cover that topic. So you can find us on Facebook. You can also find the Hook and Hunt TV channel now on Roku and Fire TV. We have our own streaming channels on both those networks, and just about everybody has Roku anymore, so we're easy to find.
Cool.
And and I hope you can join us there. It'll help pass away the winter months. We'll have some fun. We'll have some laughs, and you have the opportunity to win some very cool prizes.
Sounds good to me, and I'm going to tune in next, whatever the next Tuesday is that you're on, I'm going to make sure I'll come under an anonymous name so I can mess with your head. But I'm going to come and listen. Jim, thanks once again for coming on.
Oh, my friend, I sure appreciate it. God bless you and all your listeners. Stay safe. Look forward to our next conversation.
All right. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Waterworks at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, your Lund and Lowe superstore, have once again been awarded the prestigious Mercury CSI Award for customer service above all other dealers in the area for the seventh year in a row. Waterworks also has a full showroom of Lund and Lowe fishing boats, along with beautiful pontoon boats, all powered by Mercury outboards, and waiting for you to add your boating fun to them. So with boats and pontoons from the factory being delivered, all with Mercury outboards, pick out your boat at waterworks.com or call them at 708-798-9700 and tell them Chauncey said to call. Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about Southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester has everything you love and more. They're new take-home meals from Paul's Market right there in the store, where you can bring it home, heat it, and enjoy your choice of baked lasagna, eggplant, baked rigatoni with vodka sauce, sausage and basil sauce, and more. Or you can try one of Paul's new family meals that will feed 4 to 6 people hot, ready for the table, from eggplant parmesan, ricotta gnocchi, chicken parmesan with sides, and a dessert you can't go wrong. And while you're at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, pick up a sandwich along with your take-home heat-and-eat meal for that true comfort food feeling. Place an order for pickup or delivery by phone to 708-531-9080 and tell them Chauncey sent you. Jim Crowley from HookAndHuntTV.com shows anglers and hunters how, when, and why to be a better angler and hunter. You will enjoy his approach to the outdoors that will help you be a better sportsman. Watch him on HookAndHuntTV.com, online at Pride Outdoor Network, on Roku, and on Fire Stick TV. What's the biggest biz in fishing lures that all the pros know? It's BizBaits. BizBaits are soft plastic lures that are individually handcrafted and scented with their special Jack'em juice that just jacks the bass to strike. BizBaits are made for bass fishermen by bass anglers, not someone sitting behind a desk. So go to BizBaits.com and order the best soft plastic baits on the market for yourself or as a gift for maybe your fishing buddy. Get them at BizBaits.com, my favorite soft plastic bait.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Ice fishermen have found GTRodAndReel.com is where they find the largest selection of ice jigs in tungsten, teardrop, waxy, maggot, leech, glass eye, and more, and they are perfect for all game fish. GTRodAndReel.com has the gear you need, and they will deliver it to your door. So why run around looking for the ice fishing jig you want and can't find? Save time and money. Go to gtrodandreel.com for the best ice fishing gear on the ice. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, Paul's Pizza in Westchester, DiamondGhostCharters.com, HookAndHuntTV.com, Midwest Outdoors Magazine, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, Wren Lake Area Tourism at VisitWrenLake.com and EnjoyWrenLake.com, BizBait, the soft plastic baits made for the professional bass angler who want to catch more fish. That's bizbait.com. And gtrodandreel.com, your one stop for all your ice fishing needs and musky fishing needs. That's gtrodandreel.com. This segment is brought to you by Waterworks. Waterworks Boat Sales at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700.
Now take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get a bite all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones and mighty fine for skipping stones. You'll feel fresh as a lemonade. Setting in the shade.
I'm listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoor on ESPN Radio AM 1000 in Chicago.
What a fine day to take a stroll and wander by the fishing hole.
Welcome back, everybody, to Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and ho-ho. Yeah, it's another cold weekend, but it's going to get better. It's going to get better. Let's get to the important stuff right away. What is that? That's the Aiden Fishing Report, my grandson. This fishing report is sponsored by our friends at Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Papa, it's really cold out here, but we did get out to see some people were doing, but we did not stay out of the car long because it was too cold. Roger's dad was on Muskegon Lake and caught walleye jigging them. Perch are also being caught, but they were a lot of small ones, so no one was keeping any. The pike anglers could be found off of Heritage Landing, you know where that is, and they did really, really well. Dad let me use his binoculars so we didn't have to go out and I could see what everybody was catching. Kid's getting smart. I saw Scott's dad after he came back from the Muskegon River, and he said the cold water has steelhead fishing slow, but I think he was using the wrong bait. Dad, don't tell that to the guy. Okay. White Lake. Linda Sue's mom and dad went out and said that the pike were on the east end of the lake near the narrows. Some people were using tip-ups while others were spearing them. I'd like to try that. That sounds like a lot of fun. I talked to Phil, who went with his dad to Big Blue Lake in Muskegon County, one of your favorite lakes. He writes, one of your fave lakes, one of your favorite lakes. And he said that the pike were really hungry, and they brought home three big ones, and they caught them all on large minnows and tip-ups. Your favorite fishing grandson, Aiden. P.S. When spring comes, I'm going to need some new stuff to use on some of the lakes in my area. Love, your grandson, Aiden. Kid's always working it. Once again, the fishing report was brought to you by our friends at Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Okay, Lake Michigan, Chicago, it's brutal out there, folks. It's just brutal. My buddy Two Hot Dog Joey said he tried walking out, but it's just too cold, and the wind was biting through all the clothes he had on. He saw a couple of fishermen on some piers, but nobody was catching any fish. Northwest Indiana, our friend Tyree Williams said everyone he knows is on the ice away from Lake Michigan. That's pretty smart. And getting a wide number of reports, he said. And so to really good for panfish. Portage Riverfront gave up some coho, but he did not see any, And he only got that information from a couple of anglers. Well, at least he's being honest. The Forest Preserve District in Cook County, you need 4 inches of minimum ice. Please check it when you go out. But they're saying that the action on the Forest Preserve lakes, the ones that you can fish, were bluegill or the number one fish. And most lakes, they were hitting waxworms, more than one, on a small ice jig. One guy was using a tip-up and took a couple of catfish and a small pike out of Maple Lake. You know, Maple Lake's got some nice northern pike in it, so let's not pass that one up, everybody. You can catch some nice fish in that location. Okay, Chain of Lakes, my buddies at Blarney Bassmasters said there are a lot of anglers out in the main lakes under pop-up tents, and every one of them has a heater in it. Well, I would hope so. I was out there Saturday for the NICC event, and I about froze my feet to the ice just because it was cold. Club members said that bluegill are the most active, but crappie were slow to hit. A little bit of white bass action on Marie, but if you get one, it's a good-sized fish, so don't think that they're not out there. Our friends in Wren Lake in southern Illinois, well, this is really an unusual story. In Wren Lake, and this is sponsored by the Wren Lake Area Tourism at enjoywrenlake.com, the deep cold has hit down south, and it won't break until around the 23rd. And it's going to jump up pretty fast. It's going to go from, it's in the 20s, the 40s, the 60. That's what they're predicting in the next, by the 23rd, 24th. Look for the crappie to get very excited again when they're in a number of different areas, especially on Wren Lake. All the lakes in southern Illinois have a thin layer of ice from a couple of inches to, somebody said 6, but I highly doubt that. But for more information on where to go fishing and where to stay when you go down to Wren Lake, which is only a little bit down the road, go to enjoywrenlake.com and enjoy the trip out there. You'll have some fun. My buddy Derek was on Big Green, and he said ice is safe for four-wheelers, but not for cars and trucks. Lake trout and ciscos are of most of what anglers want to get out there, and they're working the deeper water out of Hornings Landing, and it's the easiest way to reach the deep water if you shoot out there, which is really a smart way to go. Hey, with the cold and everything else out there, you really need to be very, very careful. So please, please be careful and think about what you're doing, how you're dressed, and always check ice for safety. And wear many layers of clothes. And if you feel a little cold, it's okay. Pack it up and go home. Don't ever get frostbite or do something that you'll be paying for a long time. And if you have any fishing reports or like to hear about them, make sure we get them at Chauncey's Outdoors@AOL.com. Okay, well, I can hear the flute kicking in, and I have a Native American proverb for you. And this one is from the Ogallala Lakota Sioux Nation. It says, honor does the right thing when no one is looking. Honor does the right thing even when no one is looking. Well, that sounds like something your mother told you when you were younger. Once again, please remember, we do not own the woods, the rain, the storm, the ice that we're walking on, the fish that we're catching. We really are borrowing it all from our children's children's children. You have to remember that. And because we want to leave more for them than we ever had for ourselves. Because you know what? They'll do it for their children. We'll see you next week. Where? Right here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Take care, everybody.
The preceding program was a paid advertisement. The views reflected are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.